A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, ready?
Okie doke.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Hi, yes, back in the studio with the malfunctioning lights again.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
It's been a bit of fun, again, about
John.
10 minutes.
Very high on the weekend's victory.
Yeah.
Over Maidenhead.
I bet you are.
I was there, John. Not a talky podcast, but went to the game, John. Talk about it now or later on? Let's talk about it later on. It's all okay. Throwing ahead, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
People have to stay and listen and wonder what my opinion of it was.
Did that exercise the demons of Ashton Gate for you?
No.
No.
Nothing ever will, John. As we know, nothing ever will. But I think it showed you a thing or two with your talk about Armani Little last week. I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm feeling very silly now.
Very silly. John, aren't you? Really dragging him down, weren't you? Really dragging him, as they say. Didn't play
very
well.
He didn't sort of come over to where you were standing, do the old fingers on the aiming straight at you.
Well, look, we'll talk about it later on, John. Yeah. But what a lovely week in the National League.
What a week, eh?
Eh? I mean, loads of goals.
The most dramatic week. 50 goals.
50 goals in one get in one,
one weekend.
And people say it's rubbish.
Who said that? Give me their name and their address. I'm going round.
People do say it's rubbish.
I know they do.
A lot of people you speak to about football.
A lot of it is rubbish.
Oh, John.
It is.
It's not... Like, some of it is rubbish. You have to admit that.
Kings Lynn.
Kings Lynn. We'll get beat by Kings Lynn. I'm just guaranteeing.
They are rubbish.
Yeah. Went to the toilet at Maidenhead. It's not all going to be about my trip to Maidenhead, John. Went to the toilet at Maidenhead. And one of our listeners, I can't remember his name.
Oh, no.
He said he was going to message us. So do message us if you are listening. Came up to... I mean, the toilet, I was having a wee, John, and he said, are you Charlie Baker? I went, yeah. He went, yeah, I thought I recognised you. And I said, I hope from my face. Because I was out, John.
It was all.
I had it all out there, both of them. Had it all out there, John.
Yeah.
Having a wee at Maidenhead. It's not the most palatial of grounds.
So you get a good view of the train, though, don't you? I know something from the highlights. Well, lovely view of the train line.
What was exciting was I got on the train from work in London to Maidenhead.
Yep.
Didn't take very long at all. And I could see the ground as I was coming in.
Mm.
And I came across that bit where you can see the ground just as Torquay United were coming out. To warm up. And you know how much I love a warm up, John.
Yeah.
I always think it's a good omen if I see the warm up. I like the warm up, John.
I really find the warm up really boring.
I love my aim at whenever I go to a football match is to get there for the warm up.
I like to get in at 5 to 3, ideally.
Do you, John?
Yeah.
Why, John?
Because why do I want to watch them warming up?
I love it.
No.
I feel like that's when you really see the players. Let's see who's the lazy ones, who's half-assed.
Here comes the referees jogging past.
The refs' rule warming up is good, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
Stan Whedon, just hoping.
Any injuries, lads?
Looking at who's got a...
No, I'm all right, Stan. Fair enough.
I'll put my boots back in the car. That's really niche content.
Really
isn't it?
Beautifully really niche.
Talky content, isn't it? That. So, but John, why don't you just give us the news about the National
League?
Well,
do you want to see what's coming
up on
the podcast?
What's coming up in the podcast, John? That's what we do first.
Shall we? Well, yes, as I touched on there at the start, 50 goals in the National League this weekend.
Wow.
And we're gonna. I'm gonna go through each one of them.
You're gonna comment.
50 goals. Countdown.
That would be good.
We should have done that.
If we were a proper if we were a proper podcast, John. That's what we should have done. Gone through each one individually, like done a breakdown of how many goals that player scored in the league this season. You know, info on who did the assist.
Thought of this idea now.
This is a brilliant idea, John.
Could be out of here in about half an hour.
So, look,
no time. Sorry about
that. No time for that. If you do want that sort of content, buy the National League paper.
Yeah, it's all there. Have a read it.
Don't be so lazy. What are you listening to this for that? The information is out there. The internet, man.
Yes, we will. I will pick out.
The internet, man, was a thing. Like the milkman. Like someone needs to come and deliver the milk.
Delivers the internet.
The internet's here.
Got your internet.
Hello, there you are. Oh, Darknet for you, John, this week, is it? Had a bad week?
Well, less said about that, thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Just in a brown paper bag. Yeah. Your internet's here. Just pictures of some cats being delivered through a wall. Be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Be a nice way to do it.
What else are we doing this week? I think Agent Alan Devonshire.
Who's
is
that?
Agent Alan Devonshire.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back.
I've got too excited there. I'm speaking too fast.
He's an exciting spy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Well, of course, manager of Maidenhead.
Yes.
Featured a lot last season. And I think it ended in Agent Alan Devonshire shooting his boss from MI.
I can't remember where we are in the story.
No, MIA380, I think we.
I mean, everyone will
it.
Be very, very familiar with with the story. Of
I'm
Agent
sure
Alan
they are.
Devonshire, so they'll know which bit we get to next. Quite a big tummy, I'd suggest, Agent Alan. Not one to say it myself, you know, pots and kettles and all that. But you know, Alan, I think it's time to look at the old
just worried about
waistband.
Him. Was he wearing the hat?
Yeah, he always has his hat on. I never feel like Agent Alan and Gary get on.
No.
The handshake's always hand, look away. Don't look at each other. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're too similar. They're sort of...
Oh, yeah, exactly. And Alan secretly wants the job deep down. We know that.
Well, yes, anyway, he, at the end of, I think, the last episode, he killed his boss.
Should know, really, John.
Laughed heartily and said that was his evil plan all along.
Was it?
Defeating Torquay, yeah. In a triple bluff.
Oh, gosh.
So we'll catch up with Adrian Adam.
Unbelievable.
Letters. And Lloyd Griffith.
Lloyd Griffith's going
to join
us. I'm
trying to remember what the other thing was. Grimsby fan, comedian.
One thing we're going to try and do this season, John, isn't it, is bring on lots of people from other National League football clubs, because we can guess as much as we like.
Yeah.
We can cast aspersions as much as we like on other football clubs. But no one knows how bad their team is more than the people who go along every single week.
Exactly.
So actually, if you are a listener and you do run, have your own podcast on any other National League team, or you're a big fan of any other National League team, do get in touch with us. We'd love to have you on, as long as you don't mind us slagging your team.
And as long as you don't support Dover.
Well, we'll have a Dover fan on, John.
I
just don't think there are any. Might be a few more now. Arriving
is there a Kings Lynn podcast?
Inflatable boats. A few extra lads coming in from Eritrea. Iranians coming in.
The Eritrean Dover supporters.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. That's what they all love, Andy Hessenthal. They all land on the beach there.
What were your first impressions of Britain? Well, Andy Hessenthal has craggy face.
Yeah.
Incredibly craggy face.
Yeah, getting picked up by the lifeboats. Booed by some people as you come in, but Andy Hessenthal are there to warmly greet you as you come in.
I wasn't sure if it was the cliffs of Dover or Andy Hessenthal's face.
Are you left footed or right footed? Welcome.
Yes,
maybe that's what
come.
It is. Maybe that's what it is, all those people arriving on inflatable boats, is Andy Hessenthal's transfer policy. Okay.
Shall we do some news?
Come on, give us the news, John.
Right, National League Saturday, 50 goals. Let's go for
bang.
It.
Bang.
Altrincham 3.
Goal 50.
Altrincham 3, Dover 2. Is the
Altrincham letting 2 against Dover.
I know.
And they beat us, John.
Incredible. But yeah, they did thankfully see off Dover, which is always good for everybody's morale. Dan Mooney scored the first goal for Altrincham. Don't know how he celebrated. Pulled your shorts down.
Really? Did you ever have one of those things in the back of your car, John? You'd squeeze an air... You'd buy them in Halford. You'd squeeze an air pump and it would be on your back and it would pull its trousers down, show the car behind you its ass.
No.
Oh, what a shame.
They also had Ben Pringle on the subs bench. Of course, once you... Yeah. Pick him, you can't stop picking
that's
him.
It, that's it, lovely. Yeah, yeah.
Chester.
Get your hand stuck in him. You put your hand down his throat.
Oh, God, I can't, yeah.
Can't get it out.
It was Chesterfield 2, Bromley 2. Ooh, 96-minute equaliser
there
for
Bromley.
I saw it.
If you can find that on Twitter, I retweeted amusing. It actually there. And they the crowd goes silent.
And some real shithousing by Bromley celebrating in front
fantastic.
Of them. Michael Cheek scored that equaliser. Yeah. He didn't do as his name suggests and turn the other cheek. He very much went for it.
That'd be good if Mooney and Cheek got together.
So, good result there for Bromley. Chesterfield fans not impressed. Dagenham 2, Wealdstone 2.
Wow.
Another goal for Josh O'Meara.
Bloody hell! Where were you, bloody hell? Bloody hell, O'Meara!
Where were you at Ashton Gate, O'Meara?
Bloody hell! O'Meara! He's scoring for another team now! Classic! Classic O'Meara scoring for the other team! Bloody hell! Any yellow cards, John? Was he booked?
Probably. I don't know, actually.
Loves
no,
a
I didn't
card.
See that.
Look, it's good that he's getting a run of games, John, isn't it?
For him.
And I always
showing
liked him. And
what
I thought
he's got.
If you put him in the team, he would score goals.
My problem is when we put him in the team,
he didn't score goals.
In fact, he blocked one of our goals on the
he
line.
Did. Benji would have
at
scored.
At Dagenham, wasn't it?
Benji
yeah.
could have scored on debut, and that was the moment it sort of started to fizzle away. There we are. John, move on from
but
last.
But yeah, the first...
Move on from last season.
At some point, we will move on. The first drop points for Dagenham of the season. There, Eastleigh 3, Kings Lynn 3.
Oh.
Eastleigh thought they'd won it 10 minutes in time. Kings Lynn equalised in the 85th. Pulled it back. They also pulled one back... Before that, through Ethan Coleman.
Well done, you Linnets!
Really is the mustard.
Really is the mustard. I'm living around that area as well, John.
Of course, yeah.
He?
Maybe
very
he's
good.
Part of the Coleman dynasty.
I wonder if he is.
Maybe.
How many points are Kings Lynn on now, John? Because I think they've got results in the last.
I was going to give you the table.
Games.
Shall I give you the table
no.
at the end?
You give me the table at the end. Go on.
Come on. It was Grimsby 4, Barnet 3. Now, we'll come back to this, of course, with our guest in a moment, Lloyd Griffiths.
Yes,
an incredible game. But yeah, Grimsby went 1-0 up early doors. John McCatty, not going to get into that again. Barnet came back. They were winning 2-1 at half-time. Went 3-1 up after 60-odd minutes. Looked like game over.
Yep.
Then they got a man sent off. Gave away a penalty. Grimsby scored the penalty,
mayhem.
3-2. Equalised in the 75th, 3-all. And then won the game in the 92nd, 4-3. Harry Kuehl, you've been National League, my friend.
And he got sent off, didn't he?
Off. What sort of team would give up a huge lead like that in the second half?
Oh gosh,
unbelievable!
Oh gosh, it was the worst game. It was the best of times and then the worst of times.
It was Maidenhead 3, Torquay 4.
John
4-0 up at half time.
We were really good. We weren't 4-0 good. We weren't. We were really
scored some good goals.
We scored some brilliant goals. Armani was excellent. Did not stop running. Played some fantastic balls. I think he was playing in a slightly different position than he has been the last few weeks. I think not being captain may have helped him a bit. We looked solid. There's one position that I would change at the moment, but I don't know if we've got anyone to change it. I'm not going to start having a go at players all the time because everybody is bedding in. Everyone is working out the talky way. First off, we looked absolutely great. Not 4-0 great. Maidenhead's backline and Maidenhead's goalkeeper weren't all that. And then second half, it was the Alamo, but we just could not defend a high ball into the box.
No.
Just could not get rid of it. Every single defender who tried to head it away just could not get it away. And so it just kept coming back in. But then everybody put their... I think it was a good way to win, you know, because... It shows that this team is going to have to work hard. And if we'd won 4-0, we might go into Saturday a little bit complacent. Like if we get a one or two goal, you know.
But they learned more.
They've learned more by winning 4-3 than they will have done 4-0. But yeah, look, really positive. Finally, something good happened this season.
A win on the board.
Really, really good. Yeah, really. And also, it's always a good away day.
Yeah.
Yellow Army were great. Nice to meet people there. Thank you. Hello if you said hello.
Nottingham County 3, Aldershot 2. County went 1-0 up. Aldershot brought it back to 2-1 then in typical fashion.
Doing well though, John.
Still winless Aldershot. Kyle Cameron got one of the goals for Nottingham County.
Well
so
done,
they are
Kyle.
All right, yeah. Solihull Moors 3, Weymouth 4.
Well, what the hell is going on
game.
At Solihull Moors, John?
Weymouth for 4-1 up after 48 minutes.
What losers going back to 4-3?
I know.
That.
Who the hell would do
well,
that?
Wow, we. Solihull Moors away next Tuesday night. Gonna try and go, John. Quite excited. I've never been there. I'd like to go.
Nice.
I'd like to go to that.
Yeah. Actually, I could do that.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we can get out of work on
I
time.
Could
I thought
do that.
If I've got a car, we might be able to go, John. So I could give you a lift. But let's look into it.
Let's discuss this.
We're gonna look into
air.
It. Yes.
I could do that though. That's very good. But yes, yeah, so they let Solihull back into it, Weymouth, but it did finish up 4-3. I don't know if you remember last season. Solihull were a team of double entendres. They had Mycock, Hancocks and Cox all playing for them.
Triple Cox
well,
chips.
They've got rid of Hancock over the summer, but they've replaced him with Harry Boys.
Ah.
So you've now got Mycock, Cox and Boys.
Lovely.
So
what a lovely
just
team.
Just double entendres up at Damson
Park. There are some excellent clubs in Birmingham, John.
Southend 2, Wrexham 2. Wrexham came back from 2-0 down.
Amazing, isn't
it,
So
they're
it,
still unbeaten. Southend probably it's still not really much to worry about so far.
Unbeaten, John, but not walking the league
no,
yet, are
No, not
they?
Like we thought. Yeovil won Halifax 0. Pete Wilde, the Halifax manager, who's famous for doing what looked like a sort of school essay in the stands. Do you remember at Playmore last season?
Yeah.
He was sent off for a disputed penalty, Yeovil penalty.
100 lines for him.
Grounded for 2 weeks.
Did Billy Walter
no
score?
Money.
Or?
He didn't score, no. 1-0 Yeovil.
He's peaked.
And finally, full credit. On a day of unbelievable action, drama and goals in the National League. 50 goals across 10 games.
50 goals, 10 games. Here they all are in order.
Game 11.
Oh, no.
A tedious 0-0. Bournemouth 0, Stockport 0.
John,
you could have a National League weekend, but that's someone drawing 0-0.
But another 0-0 for Stockport. Well, another, I don't know how many shots on target they had or whatever, but they are seriously lacking in goals.
Yeah.
This is a team
Poor.
And a club that have spent a lot of money on strikers.
Saw their fans calling for, we've got to sign strikers.
Yeah, yes. Oh. We've
got to sign wingers. We've got Ben Whitfield.
But also,
you've got John Rooney.
I know you've signed them, but they got injured. This is what happens.
You've got Paddy Madden.
This is what happens. You've signed a lot of players for a lot of money. Players get injured. It's what happens. I mean, it's going to be, not everyone can win it, John.
No. Nope.
Not everyone can win it. Is that all the news, John?
That's all I've got.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and now dragged down to the National League last season because of their abject failure in League Two was Grimsby Town, John. Have you ever heard of them?
I've come across them a couple of times, yeah.
Seaside team.
I think they've been fully National League'd so far.
They have been National League.
They've had the full National League experience.
You're absolutely right. And their biggest fan, their most famous fan, if you can imagine that, is Lloyd Griffith, very famous guy. He's met Lionel Messi. Used to present Soccer AM.
I've seen him on stage at the O2 as well.
You've
sporting
seen
Jack Whitehall.
Was he?
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's a pretty clever guy or knows the right people. one of the two things. Anyway, it's very lovely that he joins us now. Hello, Lloyd.
You okay guys?
Happy with your intro, Lloyd, or were you a bit cross about it?
That it was absolutely abysmal, if I'm being brutally honest as to what that was.
Well, we gave a potted history of your career.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you did. But you know, it just felt like it was bullying, do you know what I mean?
I was trying to big you up. I think
the platform. I think you know, I've come on here, and the least you can do is just listen to this.
Yes. Oh,
he's kept it out. There you go. So that's
I understand what that is. Yeah. Well, look, thing is, Lloyd, I've told you cannot hurt me anymore. You can't hurt me because we're dead inside. So we can't be hurt anymore by football because the worst has happened, Lloyd. So
no, you're doing fine. I think you've started. It's a bit of a rough start. Look, let's stop being horrible to each other.
Yes, I love you, Lloyd. I love you very much. You're a lovely, lovely man. And Grimsby Town, I really wish them all the best. And I hope they win the playoffs because Torquay win the league. But Grimsby Town, not started too badly. They did try and cheat the system a bit in the first week, didn't they?
I thought we were being nice, but I mean,
that didn't last.
It didn't last.
More than 30.
We generally had. You say cheat the system. We had a COVID outbreak.
Yeah.
And we dealt with it very, very. I think amicably.
Yes.
What I should mention is obviously we got relegated last season from the Football League to the National League, and we've actually been taken over though by we've got new owners, and with that obviously. It's a new footballing system in play. Paul Hurst is back at the club. We've got, I think we've just signed our 13th footballer today, last season and now. But what's happened is that the communication with the club is unbelievable. And actually what's happening at the club is great. So when we had this COVID outbreak, it was completely different to what happened last year where we kind of were quiet about it, didn't let on the fact that people were playing darts, even though they probably shouldn't have been playing darts because famously... You share darts,
yeah,
and pull sticks, pull cues, all that lot. So yeah, we had COVID. We came out and said we've got COVID. I'm really sorry, which meant that we weren't able to start our first game away at Bromley. Sure, that did mean that you know our two strikers managed to gain match fitness, you know, in order for them to play Weymouth the week after we won 1-0. But I wouldn't say we cheated the system.
Lloyd, despite the drop in division, would you say that Grimsby is a better and a happier club at the moment?
Oh my God, like you wouldn't believe. I went to the first game of the season and just the atmosphere around the stadium, people just so happy to be there, that the old regime isn't there anymore, that there's a new regime that actually care about the fans, that we've got new players there, new management, middle management. You know, it's just a real vibe. My mum said that my mum went to the game on Saturday. I couldn't make it because I'm a plastic fan. / had one of my best mate's weddings, and she just said even the walk down to Blundell Park. She was like, I've never. Mum's been going 5 years now, 6 years. And she's like, I just haven't experienced anything like it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just great that we've now got this. And there's like renaissance, really, like a new kind of like lease of life in the club. And you know, we've started well, two draws and a win.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, but it comes at a time, doesn't it? The renaissance comes at a time when a few other clubs are also having a renaissance, which does make the division a lot harder, a bit more exciting, and a bit more of a test. So, what do you expect from the season, Lloyd?
Well, I'll tell you what's really interesting, when we went down last time, we looked like we were almost favourites. There weren't that many big teams down there when we were there, and no disrespect to the teams that were there at the same time. Whereas now, I think like most bookies and I'd say non-league journalists and writers haven't really bigged up Grimsby. You know, they were talking about your Chesterfields, your Notts Counties, definitely your Wrexhams, your Stockports, your Torquays to a certain extent. You know, and Grimsby were kind of in that, oh yeah, maybe they'll make the playoffs. It's still so early to call it. But there are so many big teams this year with huge budgets. I mean, the money that Chesterfield are throwing around for players is unbelievable. Stockport obviously got quite a fair bit. And obviously each team's got their different reasons as to, you know, how they've got this money. But this year, it's probably nice the fact that we are, I'd say, the underdog of the, you know, the sleepy giants in the National League.
Pressure's off a bit, isn't it, I suppose?
I think so, yeah. And, you know, but Torquay did so well last season. And so therefore, Torquay are going to be in the mix of it. And I guess there was quite a bit of pressure on you guys in order to deliver the first few games. And, you know, I remember Stockport haven't exactly torn it apart.
Well, no one has yet. No. You know,
exactly. Well, weirdly, Dagenham and Redbridge do. Well, yeah, I mean, and no one saw that. You know, when we lost them in the FA Cup last year when they were bottom of the league, at no point are you thinking, God, I bet they're going to be, you know, contenders for next season.
They're horrible to play. They're horrible. You'll hate that there.
This Saturday, obviously, you're coming to play more. I don't know, did you see that Mind Games have started early? Yeah. We've announced our new third kit, Black and White Stripes.
Yes.
We're going to play in that. You wear something else.
Are you actually going to wear that on
that? Probably not. It'd be good if
I don't
did,
know.
Though.
The reason we have black and white stripes, Lloyd, is not because we're copying Grimsby Town or Notts County or Newcastle or Juventus. It's because
it looks exactly like Juventus' top. Are you sponsored by Nike?
Yeah, we were the originally the Magpies. That was our originally our colours, and we were originally the Magpies. Yeah, we are sponsored by Nike and Pro Direct, Lloyd, because that's where Pro Direct is based in Newton Abbott.
I've been to their factory, mate. I've had a tour. I'm friends with the Pro Direct people. So
I don't know if this is a really big show off thing that you've got friends. Mate,
as a goalkeeper, because they have Pro Direct keepers.
Yeah,
they've got a warehouse that is literally just goalkeeping gloves. It was one of the best days of my life.
As a celebrity goalkeeper, were you disappointed at the weekend during Soccer Aid? Joel Dommett, who's never played in goal in his life, was in goal.
Your friend and mine, Joel Dommett, who has, sure, an incredible body.
Yeah.
But I reckon instead of leg day, maybe he start working on hand day. and I will see his face if he ever returns me calls.
Are you are you going to go on Saturday, Lloyd? And if not, how will you be taking the game in? Will BBC Radio Humberside? Is it Humberside? Yes. Is it? Grimsby.
It's really weird. We're not in Humberside, but we're in Lincolnshire, but we're on BBC Radio Humberside.
And will they be covering the game, or will you be there?
So I was going to try and go, but because I'm in Bristol on the Saturday.
Oh, lovely. Good timing.
Matinee and an evening show, if there's National League fans that fancy a laugh on a Sunday. Tickets sold out for the evening show, but absolutely enough for the
regretting putting the matinee in.
Regrettably enough for tickets for the matinee.
That's good. Yeah, tell us about your tour, Lloyd. Where are you going, and what are you doing?
It's basically, it's called Not Just Pretty Face, but that title's got nothing to do with anything, really.
Oh.
It is a little bit football-based. It's about me wanting to try and sing the national anthem at Wembley before an England game at some point, you know, in the next few years. I'm taking in Guildford tonight. I'm not sure if the podcast will go out in time, but then Bristol, Cardiff, Glasgow, Leeds. That's not even a joke.
Leeds. Yeah.
I should do something about it.
Start doing that, for goodness sake.
Green, Leeds. Blackburn, well, I think we might have to cancel that. Manchester, Sheffield, Nottingham, Lyme Regis, Great Torrington, which...
Okay, there you go.
Really, really struggling.
Yeah, no one sells tickets there. I don't know why you're doing that one.
Newcastle, Leicester Square, Soho, Colville, Blackpool, Brighton, York, Fareham, Lincoln, Grimsby.
This is a lovely tour, isn't it? And are you going to film it at any time in Grimsby, perhaps at the end?
No, that's a good point. Maybe something that I should have thought about. But
pleased to be giving you career advice during this interview as well, Lloyd.
That's what I've come on here for abuse, but crucially career advice. I won't be there on Saturday. Annoyingly, I'll have to take it in this year because obviously we're National League. BBC Radio Humberside can listen to it on BBC Sound and also on the App Store. So I don't think it's
not just this year.
Oh, really? Oh, we'll leave that. thought you were furnishing me with new info there. I think John Paul Pittman is doing the co-coms on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, he's now at Exeter. Lovely, lovely lad. And obviously, ex-Torquay.
He is. He would not... Very briefly. Very briefly.
More importantly, all know who Martin Gritton is going to be cheering for on Saturday.
Grits loves the goals. You're big friends with Grits, aren't you, Lloyd?
Huge friends with Grits. I've seen him naked.
Wowee, there we are, tantalisingly. We'll perhaps pick up on that next time we have you on further on into the season. Before we go, what will the score be on Saturday, Lloyd?
I mean, it's hard to say. I know you want a quick answer here, but we won 4-3 on Saturday. You won 4-3 on Saturday. So in theory, it should be 1-1. That's how it works, isn't it?
That's a good call.
I'd love for us to get a good 4 or 5 goals on Saturday and start nudging up that National League. I'd say 3-0 if that's all right.
Wow, okay, 3-0 away.
3-0.
Well, John, anything is possible. Unfortunately, I cannot disagree. I cannot disagree with Lloyd. Unfortunately, on the 3-0, but we're even. It's likely even to be 3 goals to us. Anyway, look, you're a lovely man. Love you very much. Thanks for coming on the National Obsession, and we'll speak to you again later on in the season.
Oh, really? Okay.
Cheers, Lloyd.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Cheers, Lloyd.
National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time for the continuing adventures, again, of Alan Devonshire.
Why are you knocking, Devonshire? I've got a buzzer. Send them in. What's her
name? I'm already here.
Monica? Sandra? Sandra?
I'm already here, me old
You've
China plate. Just
come in, Devonshire. You've ruined the whole intercom system.
All right, me old China plate. Are you the one I shocked dead?
What's the point of an intercom if you just walk in? Anyway, sit down, Devonshire.
Oh.
And yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. You shot me at the end of the last series.
Are you dead? I thought you were dead.
Thankfully, the bullets, I carry a bullet case.
Oh, yes.
Inside
bullet
my...
bullet case.
An inside coat pocket.
Yes.
And a bullet lodged in that.
Ah.
So I didn't die.
Well, we, what a...
stroke of luck,
what
isn't it?
What an old piece of work you are.
Anyway,
what do you want?
Devonshire.
I'm going to drop a little right. Yes, there we are. Nice to be back.
I've decided to...
Alan Devonshire here. What do you want?
Welcome you back into the fold.
Thank you.
Because last season... you blew the entire operation to get Torquay promoted, as you were revealed to be a triple agent.
I was triple agent, like a triple cooked chip.
But now I notice that Torquay beat Maidenhead on the weekend. And that makes me question, are you a quadruple agent and are in fact working for MI-A38?
I tried to cover me tracks, did you see it? I let them go 4-0 up because I said, don't try, first off. I said to the Maiden, I said to my team, go out, I want you to go out there and not try. I dressed it up as reverse psychology. They went out there.
And they took it at face value.
Took it at face value and they didn't try. 4-0. It looked a bit obvious. They came in at half time and I said, try. So they went out second half and they tried. But too much, too little, too late.
Well, that is outstanding management.
Yes.
Devonshire.
But I think I've... completed my task for the week.
If you are willing to accept the challenge, I'm willing to welcome you back into the fold.
You don't seem so sure.
I can't remember what I'm saying. Welcome you back into the fold.
Right.
And back on our team again and our mission to get Torquay United promoted.
Can I still wear my hat?
You can wear your hat.
Can I have this big tummy I've developed?
I'll be honest, Devonshire, I wasn't going to mention it, but you could do it dropping a few pounds.
Do I get to look Gary? Do I have to look Gary in the eye when I shake his hand?
No, not necessarily.
Or can I shake it and look away?
You just have to press the flesh and move on. So,
what about shaking his hand?
Look, Devonshire, no time for this.
Can
nonsense.
I sell Nathan Blissett to Torquay United?
He's busy becoming a mortgage advisor, so no, I shouldn't think so. Now,
I've got a mortgage from Nathan, very good rates, and he gave me some very good advice.
Asian talent.
Got me 1.25% over 5 years fixed.
I've got other stuff to do, so times are pressing. But
right.
I'm looking at the next two games.
What are they?
And you've got Stockport at home and Notts County away.
All right, okay. Well.
So if you are really, truly serious about taking on the mission once again to get Torquay United promoted, you know what to do.
Yeah, well, I think I'll try and... Stockport can't score anyway, so that'll be all right. We'll beat them. And Notts County, we might let them win.
That's not what you should be doing.
We might let
Unless, of course, you're luring everybody in.
Ah, Laura, there we are. You're not a spy, are you? I'm the bloody spy. Oh, I'm the old China, cheerio!
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
One letter.
Wow.
I'm a little bit worried so far this year.
Not many letters.
Not many letters, and all the same people.
Maybe we'll drop. Maybe no one's listening, and it's just us.
Is anybody there?
Doing it for ourselves. Is anybody there? Let us know if you're there. It'd be nice to know. Send us a letter.
Please. nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Just send us a
flipping letter. Charlie Hewings has got in touch.
Hello,
ever
Charlie.
Reliable Charlie
Lovely
Hewings.
Stuff.
FOF 46.
Lovely Charlie.
Because he's done what we ask and he's signed off with FOF 46.
Oh, good.
Makes
good.
Everybody's life a lot easier. Charlie says, on the ice, having been to the fourth day of the England versus India cricket test match.
Lovely.
We spotted on the big screen a Torquay fan wearing last season's away strip.
Oh, lovely. Which one was
white.
That?
White. Pink palm trees.
Okay. Oh, lovely.
Beautiful.
Yes.
if this person can identify themselves, could they be worthy of a FOF number? Absolutely.
Yes, that's very good.
I think that's a shortcut to a FOF, isn't it?
Sure. If you wear the white away kit from last season to an England test
not
on the fourth day.
One. Yeah.
That is. No, it's cricket, John, and it's test cricket.
Oh, that's true.
So you have to wear white.
And then for the other forms, you could wear blue
exactly.
or yellow. Yeah.
The blue or the yellow, if it's the 2020 or the 100 or whatever. If you're the Torquay palm trees or whatever it is in the 100, you know, when you go down to non-league 100 cricket, you can wear what you like. But at test cricket level, it's respectful, John. You wear the white away kit.
Well, if that person can identify themselves,
yes.
or if you know who that person is and you can get them to identify themselves,
yes, let us know.
At natobspod or nationalobsession@gmail.com. Let's hunt for this fam.
Let's find them. Is that it? That the letter, is it?
He says, I've got tickets to Sully Holloway on Tuesday. Oh. Looking forward to seeing the girls back in action. Come on,
yes,
the yellows, Charlie Hewings. Well,
yes,
we may see
Charlie.
You there, possibly, maybe.
Wonder what kit will be in that night, John, actually, away. If
they
we'll
wear yellow,
the blue,
don't they?
They
yeah.
wear yellow and blue. So the,
maybe
the green,
the third kit.
Maybe the black and white will come out. That's exciting, isn't it? Charlie Hewings, thank you so much for your letter. Do get in touch with us on @NatObsPod or
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Let's have,
come on.
If you think someone else will write in, they might not. So why don't you send a letter this week? That'll be absolutely lovely. Do let us know.
Or leave us a nice 5-star review on iTunes.
We'd
if
love
you
that.
Please. That's really very, very, very helpful.
Or ring Babbicombe Model Village and get them to change
no
the
word
team.
Yet, is
no
there?
No word. No word
on
yet.
On getting the goals we'll, back to Babbicombe.
I think we'll pick that up again next week, John, trying to turn
nothing,
the screw.
Nothing back from Trowel yet, either, on
nothing
towel
from
services.
Trowel. I mean, it's all. Bit, the,
we've tried to start two campaigns so far this season and nothing.
Some would say they are
fizzled.
Utterly pointless campaigns. Some would say that, John.
It's half
me.
An hour of our lives, isn't it? No, it gives us something to do.
Loving it. Loving it. Having a lovely time. Good luck to Torquay United versus Grimsby at the weekend.
Yes.
And enjoy the National League wherever you are. On the ice.
On the ice.
Lovely. Hooray, let's go.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.